Mesechtas Zvachim, Daf Lamed Vav, three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis at the new Mishnah, and we already saw in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis regarding the psul of Shloi B'Mekayma and Shloi B'Zmanoi, that Zeh Klal, that this is a general rule, Kal Sheikh of El Mekavu La Mahalach Vazirik, Lechol Dov Shadakar Lechol, Ulahakta Dov Shadakar Lahakta Kazayas, Chutzl Mekayma Apostle B'Im B'Koris, and Chutzl Zmanoi Pigol V'Chiovel of Koris, Ulvach Yakrav HaMatakim Mitzvasai, and aside for these two Machshavis, which Pasal Kor, we also saw that the psul of Shlei Lishma would pass a Korban Pesach or a Korban Chatos, and it would seem that these are the only times that there would be a psul and a Korban based on Machshava. However, our Mishnah now brings Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda will teach us that there are other times where an improper Machshava could pass a Korban. And our Mishnah begins, Shachta Amenas L'Niyeches Domer Yoyemir of L'macha Oylei Tzien L'chutz, Rabbi Yehuda Paisel V'Cham Machshirin, that even if someone shechts a Korban or he performs any of the other Adam with the intent to leave the blood or the emurim until the next day, meaning that instead of having kavana, they will actually do zrika the next day or do raktar the next day. His kavana is that he'll leave it and he won't do any avodah the next day, or he had kavana to bring the dam or the emurim outside the azara, and his intent is not to actually do zrika sadam outside the azara or to be makta the emurim outside the azara, but his intent is only to bring them outside the azara. And even in these cases, Rabbi Yehuda says that the carbon will be puzzle, as Rashi states, Afal Pisha in Kan Loyachil Lektora of the Gemara Mefarish Taima. However, the Chacham argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that the list that we had in Daf Chav Tes was actually limited to those cases, and there are no other cases where Machshava were Pasal Karbin. And Ayin Rav and Mishnayis, who teaches us that this is only when the intent was regarding all of the Dam or all of the Imurim, Ayin Sham. And the Mishnah now continues and lists another 12 cases where Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the Chachamim that an improper Machshava would not Pasal Karbin. And the Mishnah continues, Al Menas Litnan Al Gabei Akevesh Shalei Keneged HaYisoyin, that if while a Kohen is doing one of the Matanos Adam and he had Kavano either to do Zrika on the ramp itself or to do so on the Mizbeach itself, but not in the area where there was the Yisoyin on bottom of that area, and for example on the southeast corner of the Mizbeach or on most of the south or east side of the Mizbeach, or of Elitin Senitonel Lamaylon Lamato, but Senitonel Lamato Lamaylon, where he had Kavano to do Zrika Sadam improperly, and although he was bringing a chatas behemor and oilus oiv, where the matanis adon lemailim chuta sikra, he actually had intent that he would do it below the chuta sikra, or in the reverse scenario, where he was bringing a carbon, where the matanis should be done lematim chuta sikra, which is by most kabanais, and he intended to do the matana above the chuta sikra. We continue in daflam above menalev, vasinitanim befnim bechutz, vasinitanim bechutz befnim, or while he was doing one of the avodas of the chatayis haprimis, where the dam is brought into the kodesh, and its hazoyas are done towards the Pareches and on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, and his intent was to do it on Mizbeach HaChitzayin, or in the opposite where he was bringing other Kabbanis, where the Matanis had done on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and he stated that he will actually do the Matanis on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, or he'll do Azois in the Kodesh, or Sheyachliu Tmeim, or Sheyakrivu Tmeim, or if a Kohen who himself is Tar had Kavana while he was doing Avodah, have a Kohen that is Tame eat this Basa of this carbon, or his intent was that a Kohen that's Tame will be of the Emurim on the Mizbeach while he's Tameh. And we just explained the word Yakivu Tmeim as Rashi does a bit later on Amid, where Rashi states Yakivu Tmeim, the high Yakivu and Beimurim Kama, Dumi Dechlu Bibasa. And a bit later we will explain why Rashi specifically states this, and Rashi doesn't explain that it could also be talking about a case where the Kohen had Kavana while he was doing Avodah, that a Kohen that is Tameh will be Zerik to Dam. And the Mishnah continues, Sheikhlu Arelim Vishikivu Arelim. And similarly, if the Kohen had kavana that an oral who is also to eat from basa have hegdish will eat this basa, or that an oral will be makrav de murim and adam is beach. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, l'shabat tzameis ha-pesach or lechli menuna, if the kohen had kavana while he was doing the avodah that eventually he will break the bones of the korban pesach, and we know that that's also as the pasuk tells us for etzem leisej bubai. Or similarly, if he had kavana to eat the korban pesach when it's only halfway roasted and not fully roasted, and the Torah teaches us al teichlu menuna, or in a case of Arav Domi B'dam Epsulim, where he had Kavana that he'll be Ma'ar the Dam of this carbon with the Dam of a carbon that's already Pusul. And for example, if the carbon was a Revere Niva, or the Dam was Pusul, as the carbon was Pusul based on Machshavas Chutzlus Manoi or Chutzlum Kaimai. And the Mishnah teaches us that in all these cases, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim that Kosher, that the carbon would be Kosher. And the Mishnah now continues with the Klal according to the Chachamim, She'im Machshavah Paiselis, El Bechutzlus Manoi Bechutzlum Kaimai, Va'Pesav Vachata Shloi Lishman, that as we explained, the Chacham hold that the only times that will be proper machshavu pasul carbon is only specifically in those psulin that were mentioned on chavtasim and beis, and that is limited to machshavu chutzlus manu chutzlus mekaymai or by korban pesach or korban chatas that were done shleil lishman. However, certainly this klal is not going according to the shita Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda at the beginning of the Mishnah already taught us that there are other machshavus that will pasul carbon, and as the Mishnah stated, shachtu al mlas l'niach is damay ayimur of lumacha ilitzil chutz Rabbi Yehuda paisel. And our Gemara begins my time with Rabbi Yehuda, that what's pshat that Rabbi Yehuda stated that shachtu al mlas l'niach damav ayimur of lumacha ilitzil chutz, that's pasul. And the Gemara will first focus on the first din of Rabbi Yehuda, that shachtu al mlas l'niach damav ayimur of lumacha, that it's pasul. And the Gemara tells us Amar Rabbi Loza trei krig siva minaisa, that the Torah mentions the issa naisa in two separate places, and as Rashi and Taisis both learn, once benegay to Karim Pesach and Pashas Boy, and once benegay to Karim Toida and Pashas Sav, as Kosov Echor Imer, as the Pasuk and Pashas Boy benegay to Karim Pesach states, v'leis esirim menu adbeika, v'ay naisim menu adbeika be'ish tisreifu, the Kosov Echor Imer, and the Pasuk and Pashas Sav that speaks about the Toida states, v'besav zevach Toida shlomo b'yayim kabana ye'ochel, lo yuniach b'menu adbeika. Once the Torah tells us that a Karim Toida could only be eaten at that day, so certainly after that day, it becomes nicer, and therefore the clause of the pasuk that states lo yiniach b'menu adbeika is extra, and if the pasuk is not needed in order to teach us the issa leniach, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda learns as gzeiras hakasa that teaches us that if while someone was performing the avodas hadam, they had kavana to leave the dam or the emurim till after the proper zman of achila, and that would pass the carbon, and I and Mefarshim would discuss that possibly the Torah is just telling us that it's us to do so. And how do we know that it will actually pass the carbon? And the Sfas Emes explains that since the Torah states its Isser with the Lashon Liyaniach, so it's mashmo that when someone has machshava to leave the carbon, then it's as if they actually left it, therefore the carbon is pasul. And also, I and Mefarshim that discuss that just like we see from here, that it's an Isser to have machshava to leave the Dam or the Emurim until the next day, so l'chir, we should also see from this pasuk that would be also to have machshava to leave the bustle until next day, ayin shum. And as we previously mentioned, both Rashi and Tesis learn that the two psukim that we're learning from is the pasuk by Karim Pesach and the pasuk by Karim Toida. And Tesis bothered the tema the dorish bim inin umi pesach hechi afin and shah noisa. And ayin the shita, we ask the same question. The kashim came my shaykh loymar im inin haylu guf eitzrich v'haylu guf eitzrich and l'chein nearly the tabayu betoidek sivi. And therefore the shita says that certainly we needed one pasuk but the gate of Karim Toida. However, b'negei to Karim Toida, we actually find two psukim that teach us the issa of Naisa, and one is the pasuk that we mentioned from Pashas Tzav that states lo yuniach b'menu adbeika, and the first pasuk is the pasuk in Pashas Emor that states by yomu hu yehi ochel leisisu b'menu adbeika ani Hashem. The Gemara now continues and asks Rabbi Yehuda, hai kol hachi udasa hai mi boi l'chitanya. Now l'chir, how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda's bekar is from the pasuk in Pashas Tzav if l'chir we need this pasuk for a different drasha, as the Brice is bothered that this pasuk could have just stated v'toidasa and the Torah didn't have to write besides zevach teid shlomo b'yom kabani yeochel lo yuniach b'menu adbeika, and therefore the Brisa teaches us that the pashas of the pasuk is teaching us that a toido can only be eaten for a day and for a night, and chalipin uvlodis and tmuris minayin. And how do you know that the chalipin of a toido or the vlodis of a toido or the tmur of a toido can also only be eaten for a day and a night? Tam leme ubesar. Therefore, the Torah uses the extra word of ubesar. Rashi explains chalipin refers to replacement toida, and for example, if someone was mafresh a toida and then he lost it and he was mafresh a replacement in its place, and then he found the original toida and he brought that toida, then the second one is also brought as a carbon, and the same din applies that it could only be eaten for a day and a night, and the same din applies to a vlad of a tmura or the tmura of a toida. And even though the pasuk tells us that this would be asur, as the pasuk tells us lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer isay toivera, however the pasuk also tells us v'hayahu smrasa yir kodesh, after you'll be makar this carbon, you'll only be able to eat it for a day and a night, just like the original Toida. As Rashi brings for the Gemara Masechtas Becharis, that all of these are kravim, and this is learned from the Pasuk in Pashas Re'eh that states, Rak Kodeshecha Shiyulucho Nedurecha Tiso Uvasal Amokam Hashivcha Hashem. As Rashi states, Rak Kodeshecha Ilah Tmuris, Ashiyulucho Ilah Vlodeis, Bekulani Kareben Tiso Uvasal. And the Brisa continues, Chatas V'Oshem Minayin, that how do you know that a carbon chatas and a carbon oshem can only be eaten for one day and one night? Tamulim is Zevach. Therefore, the Pasuk adds in the extra word of Zevach, Samagurish Shalmi Nazar Vishalmi Pesach Minayin Tamulim Shlomov. And how do we know that the Il Nazar, which although it's a Shlomim, but it's also brought together with Lechem, just like a Toida, it also only could be eaten eaten for a day and a night? And similarly, how do we know that the Shalmei Pesach, which Rashi explains, refers to Chagigas Abba'asa, that also one could be eaten for a day and a night? So we have the extra word of Shlomav in order to teach us that even these Shlomim could only be eaten for a day and a night. And Rashi is bothered that if the Pasuk states Shlomav, so maybe every Shlomim should only be able to be eaten for a day and a night. And Rashi explains, Al Shlomav Ba'amalei Masalur B'yeh, Daksib Behed Yibuhu Shnei Yomim, as the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim specifically states, B'degei Shlomim, B'yom Ziv Chachem Yeh Ochel Rimachros, Ba'anois Ad Yeh Mashlishi Be'ishi Sarev. And the Brisa continues, Lach Me Toidav, V'chalasur Kikim Shebenazim Minayin, Talmud Lehme Korbanoi. And how do we know that the 40 lechem that are brought together with the Korban Toidah, as well as the 10 chalas and the 10 rakikim that are brought together with the El Nazar, can only be eaten for a day and a night? The Pasuk tells us Korbanoi, which is extra, in order to teach us that those Korbanois could only be eaten for a day and a night, and as the Brisa states, Kulm Kurenli Behen Loyaniach, and therefore the words Loyaniach are not extra, and if so, the Pasuk of Loyaniach Mimeno Ad Beike is not extra, and what is the Makar for Rabbi Yehuda's Dinah Amishnah? And the Gemara answers, Im King Le Makar Le Sisiru, Mai Loyaniach, Im Inin Loyaniach, Tenu Inin Lamachshav Sinuach. If the Torah only wanted to teach us the previous Dinim of the Brisa, then the Pasuk should have used the standard words that we use Benegei Noisa, and the Pasuk should have stated, and by the fact that the Torah changes Lashon, and instead of staying Leisisirum Menu Abayka, the Torah stated Leinichmim Menu Abayka, therefore Rabbi Yehuda learns, if someone does an Avodah with Kavona and intent, Leinich Damoy Oyemur of Lemacha, then it would also pass the carbon. However, the Gemara continues that certainly this Joshua doesn't suffice. It's Hotenach Leinich Lehoitzi Mayik Lemema, although you just brought me a Makar, the Harab Yehuda would know that Shachtu Almanas Leinich Damoy Oyemur of Lemacha, that the carbon would be possible. But you still did not bring me a makar for the second din of Rabbi Yehuda, that if someone shechts or does an avodah with intent to remove the dam or emurim outside the azara, and his intent wasn't to actually do the zrika or the aktara outside the azara, how do we know that even in that case the karbon would be pasul? And the Gemara also points out, "Oy, time Rabbi Yehuda svaru that lemaisa we don't need this extra pasuk." The reason for Rabbi Yehuda's din is based on a svara, as he actually argues on the rabbanon because he holds machshav is kemaisa damu. The tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, that since you would certainly agree to me that if one would leave the dam until the next day, then certainly the dam would be pasul and you could no longer do zrika, and therefore the carbon would be pasul, as dam is pasul b'shkiyas hachama. Therefore, even if the person only intended to leave the dam until the next day, then the carbon will be pasul. And as some agrees, and since you certainly agree to me that if you take the dam or the emurim outside of the azara, then certainly the karm will be pasul. And if so, since I hold machshavas kemaisa dami, so even if you only intended to take the dam or the emurim outside the azara, then that would also pasul the carbon. And therefore, the Gemara states, El time Rabbi Yehuda svaru, in the chenami, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is not based on a pasuk, but it's based on a svara. And keep in mind that when we just explained the Gemara, we only explained the svara of Rabbi Yehuda, but the gei shachto al manas l'niach damoy l'macha. But we did not explain what the pshat is Rabbi Yehuda if someone did avodah al manas l'niach remove l'macha. And certainly that case is more difficult to explain. And as the shita is v'im tema l'niach remove ma'ik l'meima l'me minichem l'macha she'i pasal d'ahu atzme shel nikdu remeru v'kasha. And as we know that even if you're not makdu remurim, that the carb would still be kasha. And therefore, why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that if someone had machshava l'niach remove l'macha, that the carb would be pasal? And the shita brings two answers. Number one, v'yish that in the chenami this is only a gzira. And number two, inami, kivin deban nachse emurim lemacha nifsla basa, as although we know that if someone loses the emurim, there's no requirement to go and bring the emurim out of his beach, and the carbon would be kasher. However, certainly one cannot eat the basa of the carbon until he's actually makta the emurim. Therefore, if he would actually leave over the emurim, then the basa of the carbon would become pasul. So even when he had kavana that he will leave over the emurim and he will not be makta them, then the carbon is also pasul, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues that aside from the Reisha of the Mishnah, where we saw that Rabbi Yehuda was chelik on the Chachamim, and he held that the carbon would be pasul, the Sefer of the Mishnah brought an additional 12 cases where Rabbi Yehuda was moided the Chachamim, that the carbon would still be kosher. And the Gemara now asks, v'niflag nami Rabbi Yehuda bekulu, that let Rabbi Yehuda be chelik on the Chachamim, even the other 12 cases. And the Gemara will now go through most of these cases in order to show why Rabbi Yehuda is not chelik on the Chachamim. And as the Gemara continues, behind niflag, as which of these cases would Rabbi to be chelik on the chamim, as b'shev atzomis ha-pesach v'lechum menonah zivcha gufim yimifsal, as certainly it can't be chelik on a case where someone had kavod Rabbana to break a bone of the Korban Pesach or to eat the Korban Pesach and it's only partially roasted, as even if someone would actually break the bone of the Korban Pesach or eat the Korban Pesach while it's partially roasted, then the Korban would not be pasul, and therefore, based on the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, Machshava K'maisa Damu, then certainly Machshava can't be worse than Maisa. Therefore, based on Machshava alone, certainly the Korban would not be pasul. And similarly, in the case of HaMenashe Yechlu Tmeim V'Shekruvu Tmeim Zivcha Gufin Mim Mipsol, then those cases as well, even if a Kohen that's tummy would eat the basa or would be makriv tzemurim, then the zevach itself would not be pasul, and therefore, just based on his machshava alone, it would not be pasul. Similarly, the case of sheyachlu arelim v'shekrivu arelim zivcha gufim mimifsal, even if an arel will actually eat the carbon or he'll be makriv tzemurim the carbon, the carbon would still not be pasul, and therefore, certainly machshava alone would not pasul the carbon. Therefore, clearly, in these six cases, Rabbi Yehuda would not be chayluk on the chachamim. The Gemara continues lishnachrina, and regarding the last four cases that we just spoke about, Al Menashe Yechlu Tmeim V'Shekruvu Tmeim, or Al Menashe Yechlu Arelim V'Shekruvu Arelim, Gemara brings another explanation as to why Rabbi Yehuda would not be Chayuk on the Chachamim, as Kol Kamine, as certainly his Machshava cannot toy, if anything, certainly it's not B'Yodai to force someone that's Tamei to eat the carbon, or to bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach, or to force another Kohen that's an Oral to either eat the carbon, or to bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach, and as Rashi states, Mi'yishma Loi Lakriva B'Psol, Hakehanim Tmeim Loi Yishmu Loi, and keep in mind that certainly this Lishnachrina is not enough of a reason for the first two cases that Gemara brought, the Kohen had Kavana to break that Tzomis of the Korban Pesach or to eat the Korban Pesach while it's na, as certainly that's B'yadai. And the Gemara continues to explain the seventh din of Rabbi Yehuda, where Kohen did an Aveda and he had Kavana La'arav Domi B'dam Psulim to mix up the Dam of this Korban with the Dam of a pasul carbon, and for example, the case where it was dam of a carbon that was a revei or neva, or dam of a carbon that was pasul based on machshavas chutzul zmanu chutzul mekaymai. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei da ama in dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda is going l'shitasai that dam cannot be mevatel dam, as all dam is considered min b'minai. Therefore, even if we would actually mix up this dam with dam psulim and then you would do zrika, the zrika would still be valid. And keep in mind that even if Rabbanan would argue with Rabbi Yehuda and would hold that dam is mevatel dam, however, even so, they would still hold that such a machshava would not pass a carbon, as the only time Rabbanan said machshava could pass a carbon is only by machshavas chutzul zmanay or chutzul mekaymai or shalei lishma by chatas and karm pesach. And the Gemara just explained why Rabbi Yehuda is not chayluk on a chachamim in the last seven cases of the seif of the Mishnah. The Mishnah now goes back to the beginning of the list of the Mishnah. The Gemara now discusses why Rabbi Yehuda is not chayluk on a chachamim in a case where the kohen had kavana while doing an avida eating as an eternal and the Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda l'tamid Rabbi Yehuda hold that even if someone actually goes and puts a dam in an area where he's not supposed to put the dam, but the Maisa ultimately gets onto the Mizbeach, although certainly he would not be able to eat the basa of the carbon, but the carbon would still be kosher and would not be pasul. And if so, certainly if he only had bad intent, then that would not pasul the carbon. And this explanation doesn't only help us for these two cases of the Mishnah, but it also helps us for the previous two cases of the Mishnah of Amnas Litna al Gabe Akevesh or Shalik Kenegadi Yasoid, as the same din would apply in those cases, even if the Kohen would actually place the dam on the Kevesh or on the Mizbeach, that the carbon would still be kosher, and therefore his intent cannot pass on the carbon. And this is based on the Pasuk in Pashas Achrimus that states, and we see that as long as the dam gets onto some part of the Mizbeach, then the Kapara would be valid and the carbon is valid. And finally, the Gemara continues to discuss the last two cases that we didn't discuss yet. The Gemara now asks, "V'lifloi ben itanim b'fnim shni itanim b'chutz, v'ani itanim b'chutz shni itanim b'fnim." The Rabbi Yehuda should be chayluk on a chachamim in the case where someone had kavana to either do the matanis or the hazayis of the chatanis haprimis that should be done on the inside of his mizbeach and to do them on the outside of his mizbeach, or he had intent to do the matanis for a korban that should be brought on the mizbeach achitzain and to do those matanis or to do the hazayis in the heichal and by the mizbeach haprimi. Nine Rashi points out the Gemara really didn't have a question as to why Rabbi Yehuda should not be chayluk on chachamim in the first case where he had machshav neitanim b'fnim shneitanim b'chutz, and certainly even if he would actually go and take the blood that should have been done on the mizbeach primi and he placed them on the mizbeach achitzain, that would not passel the carbon. And the only question is regarding someone that had machshava on a carbon whose matanis should be done on the mizbeach achitzain, and instead he had kavanah he would do them on the mizbeach primi or he would do those azayis in the hechal, because because we know that if he would actually do so, the pasuk tells us in Parshas Tzav, the chol chatas hashiyuvu midamel oil moyel lechap bakridesh loisei ochor beishti sariv, that if you actually bring the dam into the heichal, and this dam was supposed to be only on the mizbeach ritzoin, then the carbon would be pasul. And lechurus, since Rabbi Yehuda holds machshav is kamaisa dami, so once again he should hold that even if the kohen only intended to bring the dam that should have gone on the mizbeach ritzoin, and he would bring it into the heichal, then the carbon should also be pasul. And lechur Rabbi Yehuda should be chol kan chamim, at least in this case. And as Rashi states, manitanim bechutz shechisha litim b'fnim kamakshi, the hazan badei aviyav chatas echitzayin b'fnim mifsla. And as we just saw that the pasuk states, v'chol chata sashiyuvim midam aloy moy luchap v'kodesh loisei ocher ba'ish tisarif. However, the Gemara explains, k'sav Rabbi Yehuda be'inu makim shei meshulish b'dam v'basuv v'murim, that Rabbi Yehuda hold that this special gzeres ha'kosev, that although certainly it's also to take the dam into the kodesh, but that would not be a psul in the carbon, as the only time that there's a psul in the carbon is only where someone would take the dam and bring it into an area where at times it's mutter to bring dam and basa and emurim into that area. And for example, if someone would take dam from the Azara and bring it outside of the Azara, that would pass a little carbon. As the Maisa during the times when it was a heta for bamais, then it was mutter to bring dam, basa, and emurim outside of the area where you shechted the carbon. Therefore, when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, where there's an issa to bring the dam or the basa or emurim outside of the Azara, so if someone does so, then it would pass a little carbon. And this is also consistent with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Reish of the Mishnah, that the Kohen had intent to take the dam or emurim outside of the Azara, then the carbon would be pasul. However, although certainly it's also to bring dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin into the Heichal, and if you did so, then certainly the basa would be also to eat, as the pasuk stated, the chol chata shishuv midama lo yom moyel lechap v'kodesh lo yisei ochol be'ishti sarif. However, since we never find a time where one should bring basa and emurim into the Heichal, therefore the Heichal is not an area that's mishulet b'dam b'basa v'emurim, and therefore even if someone actually bring dam into the Heichal, it would not pasul the carbon. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Chachamim that certainly if someone only had machshava to bring the dam of a carbon that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and to bring that dam into the Azara, then certainly the carbon would not become pasul. And Ayin Rashi, who points out that the makor, that the only time that a carbon becomes pasul is only in regard to a makam shehei mishulish b'dam b'basul v'murim, is based on the pasuk in Pashas Gedoshim that states, b'yom zev chachem ye'ochel v'machros v'anoysad yom ha'shlishi b'ishi sarif, and the Torah uses lashon shlishi. And as Rashi explains, k'sav Rabbi Yehuda machshava litin esin yitonim b'chutz b'fnim loy pasla, degav machshava chutz l'mekoymai kasuv shlishi v'dashin en shei oisei chutz mishulish b'dam basu v'emurim d'haynu chutz l'azor mamish shebashas hatabomis nishtalish b'chol ila. And this is opposed to bringing dam into the heichal she'im b'yaktoris emurim v'achilis basa ilko k'zeir sakasuv the pasul chutz l'mekoymai av achnis l'flim la machshava hi, but to actually bring the dam inside the heichal, and certainly to have machshava to bring the dam inside the heichal would not be a machshava peiseles. The Gemara continues and asks, "Umi isla Rabbi Yehuda svara? That is it true? Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this svara. The only time a carbon becomes pasul is only if the dam goes into an area of a makom shei meshulish b'dam b'basul v'murim." And I in Taisi Dvi Masro Umi isla Rabbi Yehuda, that Taisi points out that this sugya is on Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph, and Tzarech Liasher sugya zu, and we have to be miyashiv our sugya l'chol sheinish shapurashir pirkin l'el makom meshulish ayin sham. Let's keep in mind that the Gemara will now ask the stira in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, as in one place it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the concept of makom shiyeh mishulish b'dam v'basul v'murim, and another place it seems that he argues on this idea. And ultimately, the Gemara will state shrei tanoi alib Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah is going according to the man d'Omar who holds Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the din of makom shiyeh mishulish b'dam v'basul v'murim. The Gemara will now bring the first brisa where it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the concept of makom shiyeh mishulish b'dam v'basul v'murim. As v'tani we look to the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda imer, Rabbi Yehuda states that when the pasuk in Pasha Shavtim states loisizbach l'Hashem alakecha shor v'seh shiyir b'imum kol davura kisev es Hashem alakecha, the words davura extra and riba kan chatas sheshachta b'darim, and we are marba from these words if a carbon chatas was shechted in the south, and we know that kachish kachim is shchitas mitzafayin, then the carbon would puzzle even b'diavad. And number two, v'chatas shenichlis dam l'fnim is psula, and we also marba that if there's a chatas whose dam was supposed to be placed on a mizbeach hachitzayin and instead it was brought into the Azara, and not only would it be asa to eat its meat, but the carbon would also be pasul. And therefore we see that the psul of taking the dam out of its makim is not only in an area of makim shei b'shulish b'dam b'basul v'emurim, and even applies to the Azara. And if so, why would Rabbi Yehuda agree to the Chacham and Mishnah? Where the Gemara continues, and his hysteria, the less Rabbi Yehuda, high svara that do you say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the svara that the only time that a karma would be possible is only if the blood went into the area of makom shei meshulish b'dam b'basul v'murin. But for tzan, but we will learn in the Mishnah that pei beis that Amr Rabbi Yehuda hichtus b'shei kasha that if someone takes the dam into the azara and he actually places the dam on the mizbeach haprimi, then if it was done b'shei, the karma is still kasha and it's mashma habemez impossible. But if he actually brought the dam into the azara and he actually performed the matanos on the mizbeach haprimi, then the karma would be possible. The kaim alone, the Gemara explained b'shei kipper, this din doesn't apply where you just brought the dam into the azara, but he actually had to do the zrika on the mizbeach haprimi. And clearly we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that just by bringing the blood into the azara, that would not pass the carbon, as the azara is not a makom shei meshul b'dam b'basul v'murim. And as the Gemara continues to explain, hashtu ma'hosam da'ayli ayli e keeper in eloi keeper loy, that since on that pei beis we clearly see that even when he brought the actual dam into the azara, the only time that it would actually be a psul is only if he actually did the zrikas adam or he did the matonis on the mizbeach haprimi. But if he only brought the dam into the azara and he didn't do any matonis, then certainly it would not pass the carbon. Therefore, certainly hacha the chashiv chashuva like koshkein, that in our case we only had machshava to bring the dam into the azara, then certainly would not pass the carbon. And certainly we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the concept that the only time that a carbon will become possible if the dam is brought out of its makom is only the makom shei meshulish b'dam b'basul v'murim. In any case, at this point we have a stereo between the original brisa, where clearly Rabbi Yehuda did not hold of this concept of makom shei meshulish b'dam b'basul v'murim, this brisa which clearly shows that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the concept of makom shei meshulish b'dam b'basul v'murim. And the Gemara answers, trei tanoi v'aliv Rabbi Yehuda, in the chenami we can't reconcile the Mishnah da pei beis and the previous brisa. And in the chenami there are two tanoim that had different opinions as to what Rabbi Yehuda held, and our Mishnah is going like the Tana that held Rabbi Yehuda holds of the concept that the only time that dam that goes out of its makom and passes the carbon is only when it goes to a makom shei meshulish b'dam b'basul v'murim. And our Tana of our Mishnah is going like the Tana of our Masechta that holds that as well, as we saw that there is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on that pei beis as well. And now that the Gemara brought the previous brisa of Rabbi Yehuda imed davura riba kan chata shachta b'darim v'chata shnuchas dam l'fnim b'psula, the Maaseh this pasuk actually tells us is a lav to shech the carbon chatas b'darim. And as the pasuk stated, leisizbach l'Hashem l'kecha shar v'seh shiyah b'imom kol davura kisev v'seh Hashem l'kecha. Therefore, would seem Rabbi Yehuda holds that shalom shech the carbon chatas b'darim that to be chayev malchus. And the Gemara therefore asks, v'sav Rabbi Yehuda chata shachta b'darim yehi chayev, that if one would shech the carbon chatas on the south side of the azara, that they would be chayev malchus. And we continue on daf lam vav and beis, but Tanya, but we learned in the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda imel yochel chata shachta b'darim yehi chayev, that one would think that if someone shech the carbon chatas on the south side, that they would be chayev malchus. Talmud Lema, so the pasuk in Pasha Shavtin tells us, leisizbach l'Hashem lekecha shor v'seh shiyah b'imum kol davura kisei v'seh Hashem lekechu. And Rabbi Yehuda is medayik al davura to mechayvoi, that the only time that one is chayev malchus is only on a davura v'yatim mechayva chatas shachta b'darim, but a person is not chayev malchus if a person shechts a carbon chatas on the south side. And as Rashi points out, that Rabbi Yehuda of this brisa holds that the word davura doesn't refer to someone shechting a carbon on the south side, and instead these words are actually explaining the beginning of the pasuk, as the pasuk is talking about an animal that has a mum, and the pasuk tells us if one shechts a carbon that has a mum, and that mum is a mum shebegoloi, which is a davar meguna, then one would be chayev malchus. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone shechts a carbon chatas bedarim, they would not be chayev malchus. The Gemara once again answers, trei tanoi alibi Rabbi Yehuda, that in a chenami there are two different tanoim that explain the shita Rabbi Yehuda differently, and l'chayev would make sense that the Tana of our Mishnah, as well as the Tana on the Pei Gimel and Aleph, that we just showed, do not agree with the previous brisa, then they would actually hold that the word davara is not coming to be ma'abo chatas shachta bedarim, and it's also not coming to be ma'abo chatas shenichas dam l'fnim, and in both cases they would not pass all the carbon, and they would not be a chiyuv of malchus. And l'fi our Tana, and l'fi the Tana on that Pei Beis and Aleph, the words davara are referring specifically to a mum begaloi shehu meguna, and it's only that case that the carbon is possible, and the person would also be chayev malchus. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out, as we learned in the Mishnah of Chavtes and Beis, that the only time that the chiyuv occurs for eating pickle would apply is only b'levat shiakav matikun tzvasei. And for example, if while doing shchita, one had kavanas pickle and intent to eat the basa after its proper time, or do zrikas adam chutzas manoi, but if during one of the other avodas he had kavanas shloi b'mkaymai or kavanas shloi l'shmai, then the din of pickle wouldn't apply. And our Gemara continues, Rab Abba teaches us, Umayd Rabbi Yehuda shechayzev a kivoy lepigol, that even though Rabbi Yehuda has taught us that if while doing an avodah someone had kavana to leave the dam of the carbon or the emurim until the next day and not to do any zriko or any aktara, or he had kavana to take the dam or the emurim outside the azara, although he never actually stated that he would actually do zriko or do the aktara of the emurim outside the azara, and even so the carbon is possible. However, Zakrab Abba, Rabbi Yehuda remoida, if during a subsequent avodah this person would have any kavanas pigol, and for example while he's doing halacha he actually specified that he intends to be uzerik the dam chutzos manoi, then the carbon would be considered pigol. And if he ultimately finishes up the avodah properly and he does zrika and then he eats from the basa, he'd be chayiv kares. And as Rashi points out, v'leim rinam kvan nifso b'machshavas yinuach, and we wouldn't say that since in the prior avodah he already had kavana not to do anything with the dam and emurim and either leave them after his man or leave them outside its makayim, and the carbon was already pasul. Rabbi Abba teaches us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the carbon could still become pigol. And keep in mind that ultimately the Gemara will state tiyufta to Rabbi Abba tiyufta. However, the Gemara now continues, Amirava teidala, bring your raya to the svar of Rabbi Abba, at the pigol of nezrika like klumu, as since we know that even when someone had pigol in any of the avodas, but he did so lefnezrika, and for example while doing shchita he had machshav that he eat the basa chutzos manai, then certainly at that point it's not considered pigol, as he has to finish up all the rest of the avodas bekashras in order for pigol to be chal, the asis rika the kavol of a pigol. But ultimately, once he does the proper zrika, then it's conveyed that the carbon was already pigol lemafreya, and then at this point, if he would actually eat the basa, then he'd be chayiv kares. And as Rashi points out, the pigol the sheichad al manas lizrika is damer lemachal of nezrika lav klumi veina machshav meelis ad shizar kadama yoim to be eaten karvu kol matirav miu machshav kamaisu machshav sinua chavi. But the original machshav that he had to eat this carbon chutzlus manoi or to be zerik dam chutzlus manoi is similar to machshav hinuach, is at that point the carbon should be puzzle. And even so, v'chizorikle as hizrika v'kavale v'pigol, but once you actually do a proper zrika, then the din of pigol would be chal, and v'lo yaminon hoil mikar pigol l'chayla. And we see that we don't say that since originally, even though he had a bad machshava, that's not going to be chayal, that if saleb machshava sinuach, and therefore should already be puzzle based on machshava sinuach, v'chizorikle oy b'pigol oy b'shtika, and then when he does zrika, either with machshava's pigol, or even if he was quiet, and he did a proper zrika, loy lechel pigol, that pigol should not be chal. And therefore, as Rashi points out, at the beginning of Rashi, dibel maschal amr av teda, and we see machshavas hinuach Rabbi Yehuda, la'av ke machshavas chutzul mekayma v'shalei l'shmoyi, la'afuke mide pigol. And even though initially he had kavona, al manas l'niach es domer, or emur of l'machoy, l'tzien l'chutz, that pigol would still be chal. However, the Gemara states, v'loyi, that the raya of Rav is not correct, as hasam chod machshavihi, hacha tre machshavais, as in the case of pigol, it's the initial machshava that actually makes his carbon pigol. However, the din of pigol doesn't apply until he completes all the avodas bekashrus, and ultimately he's makriv hamatik mitzvasai. And as Rashi states, hasam chad machshava d'leishina machshavte rishena v'hiyosil sham pigol. And this can't be a raya to the case of Rabbi Abba, as in this case there were two separate machshavas, and the first machshava was a machshavas psol of amenasal niyeches dama muv l'machoy l'tzion l'chutz. This machshava had no connection to pigol, and it was only the second machshava that's machshavas pigol. And as Rashi states, for echad shem pasul lo v'lo shem pigol, and therefore the raya that Rava wanted to bring is not a proper raya. And in Rabbi Abba's case, it would still be considered a case where it was not makriv hamatik mitzvasai, and therefore the din of pigol would not apply. The Gemara continues that we just showed why Rava's raya is not necessarily a raya, but we didn't actually slug up the member of Rabbi Abba. And the Gemara will now actually bring a brisa from the Chafavim Beis, and we will slug up the member of Rabbi Abba as Eisver of Hunul Rabbi Abba, as the brisa states in the Chafavim Beis, and all agree that if one in Machshava leads in a sin eternal l'mayla l'mata, or l'mata l'mayla l'alta kasha, and as we saw in our Mishnah, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Chum agree that if a Kohen was doing one avodah and during the avodah he had kavana, that when he would do the zrikas adam, instead of placing the adam l'mayla mechuta sikra, he will place it l'mata mechuta sikra, or in a case of a carbon where the mitzvah is to do the matana l'mata mechuta sikra, and he had kavana that he would do the actual matana l'mayla mechuta sikra, but his kavana was to do it immediately and not to do it after the proper time or outside its makayim, and certainly all agreed that the carbon is still kosher, and therefore chazav v'chishav chutzal makayim by pasul ve'im by karis and chutzal's manay pigol v'chayavon al karis. So if in the subsequent avodah he had a machshava to do the zrika chutzal makayim by, then the carbon would be pasul. However, there would not be a chiyav karis, as this is the standard din of chutzal. Chosel Mekoymai. And similarly, if during a subsequent Avodah he would have Kavona, he would actually do Zukiz Adam, Chutzos Manoi, then as long as he was Makrev HaMatik Mitzvasoi, and he did all the other Avodahs properly, then the Korban would be considered Pigol, and if he would eat the Basa, then he'd be Chayev Karis. And the question of Huna to Rab Abba is not from the Resha, but it's from the next part of the Brisa, as the Brisa continues, Lumacha Pasol, that this Brisa is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that if during any of the Avodahs one had Kavona, that he would ultimately do an improper Zrika, and for a Korban that's Nitana Lemaila, he would do so Lamata, and for a Korban that Zrika should have been Lamata, he had Kavona to do so Lemaila, but he also had a bad intention, as he intended that he would actually do the Zrika the next day, which is Chutzos Manoi, then the Korban is Pasol, as Rashi points out, that the Gemara in the second parak explains, this Psul is Dafka Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, and Mishum Machsheves Hinuach, and as Rashi states, V'loi Mishum Machsheves Nesinus Macha, and it's not because his intention was that he would actually do the Zrika the next day, then came Pigul Mibayle, as if so, the Brisa should have stated that the Korban is Pigul, Elo Rashi states, Lo Yave Pigul, that certainly in this case, it's not considered a case of Pigul, and the reason is, the Zrika, the Lo Shayer, Basel Lachila, Le Maisel De Pigul, as any Machsheva for a Zrika, that would not be Machsheva the Basel for Achila, does not cause a Korban to become Pigul, and the Brisa now continues, and clearly tells us, that Chazav Chishe, Bein Chutzos Mane, Bein Chutzos Mekoyma, Pasel Vein Baikaris, that in this case, if during a subsequent Avodah that the person had intent for Chutzos Mekoymoi or Chutzos Manoi, then it's still only Pasol, and the Din of Pigul could not be Chal. And we clearly see that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, once he had an intention which passes the Korban, and even though his intention was not an intent that would cause Pigul, and for example in our case, where his intention was to do a Zrika, which was not a proper Zrika, and as Rashi explained, that is considered as if he intended not to do a Zrika at all, that is also considered that he was not Makrev HaMatik Mitzvasai, and therefore the Din of Pigul would never be Chal, and therefore, Tiyufta to Rab Abba Tiyufta, we see from this Brisa, Tiyufta to Rab Abba, and the Gemara ends off, Tiyufta, and the Gemara continues with a new idea, and we just mentioned that if someone actually had intent to do a Zrika, that's not a proper Zrika, then that would not create Pigul. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Chista, Amar Vina Basila, Chishiv Shiachlu, Tmeim Lamacha Chayiv, that if while one is doing an Avodah Shebedam, and he had an improper Machshava, and for example, he said that someone that is Tamei will eat this Korban the next day, when it's already Chutzos Manoi, then if he's Yaakov HaMatik Mitzvasoi, then the Korban is considered Pigul, and even if a Torah would eat the Basar, the person would be Chayev Kares. As Rashi points out, that the Chiddush is, V'loi Amrino Lab Machshavihi, we don't say that it is not considered Machshavas Pigul, the Achilus Tmeim L'Chazia, since the Tamei is not allowed to eat a Korban, V'havi K'mechash Machshavas Pasol, and it's as if he had intent for a Machshava that's Pasol, and for example, as we mentioned before, if he had Machshava to be Zerik Dam, that's supposed to go L'mayla, L'mata, or L'mata, L'mayla. However, Zokrab Chistin, the name of Ravina Basila, that this Machshava would be considered a valid Machshava's Pigul. And the Gemara continued that just like Rava wanted to bring a Raya to Rab Abba, so Rava now wants to bring a Raya to Rav Chista's Din, the name of Ravina Basila, and Am Rava Tedal bring a Raya, the Basil of Zrika Lechazi, that we know it's also to eat Basa of Hegdish prior to Zrika, as Zrika's Mata Basa, Vichim Chashabe Mifsal, and even so, if someone's a middle Shchita, and he had Kavona that he would eat the Basa after its proper Zman, that is considered Machshava's Pigul, and even though at the time that he's having this Machshava, it's also to eat this Basar, and therefore Rava wants to prove that the same would hold true, that if someone had Machshava while he's doing Shchita, that someone that's Tamei will eat this Basar the next day, that it's still considered Machshava's Pigul, and the Korban would be Pigul. However, once again, the Gemara explains, Velohi, that Rava's Raya is not necessarily Raya, as Hasam Zarku Mechsei, Hachaloi Mechsei Klal, as in that case, certainly at the point when he does Rika, and when he finishes with all the Avodahs, then certainly during the proper Zman, it would be mutter to eat that Basar, and therefore, even though his Machshava occurred prior to Zrika, but ultimately it's considered Machshava's Pigul. However, in our case, even after Zrika, it would be also for someone that's Tamei to eat this Basar, and therefore, this would not necessarily be a Raya to the Din of Rav Chista, the name of Ravina Basila. And as Rashi states, Hasam Zarku Mechsei, V'shtakach, L'mochoi Lab Mishum Pigul, Havi Chazil Achila. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out that the Gemara Masechtas Menachos teaches us that even though the Torah teaches us that if a person is Tomei and he eats Kachim, he's going to be Chayiv Karis. However, that only refers to a person that eats Kachim that already can be eaten by someone that's Tar. And for example, if a person that's Tomei eats Basa after the Zrika Zedam and after Akhtar Seymurim, then certainly he'd be Chayiv Karis. However, if he eats the Basa prior to Zrika Zedam, so since a Tar would not be able to eat that Basa, so even though certainly it would be also for someone that's Tomei to eat that Basa, but he would not be Chayiv Karis. And our Gemara Gemara now states, Rav Chista Magad Bupumi de Rav Dimon Bar Chinna. Rav Chista tells us that Rav Dimon Bar Chinna would often state the following member, and the Lashon Magad Bupumi is a Lashon of Rogel, and was common for this member to be in his mouth. And I in the Ad Raman, Mesechta Sanhedrin, that explains the Lashon Maglor is from the Lashon Magolius, as this is a pearl that came out of the mouth of Rav Dimon Bar Chinna. And he taught us two dinim. Number one, Besah Pesach Shle Hutzla, that if someone has Basa of a Karim Pesach, that's not Royal Lachila, as it wasn't yet roasted properly, or Lachbe Taida Shle Humu. And as we know, when bringing a Karim Taida, we were bringing 40 different Lechem. This was made up of 10 different Chalais of 4 different Minim. And after the Karim Taida was brought, 9 of each of these Lechem were kept by the Yisrael, and 1 of each of these 4 Minim were kept by the Kohen, and they had to be given to the Kohen. And as Rashi states, Shle Humu, Dal Chalas Hanitramis Lekoyim Abba Minim Shaba, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav tells us, the Hikri Menu Echem Mikol Korban Chumal Hashem Lekoyim Azerikis Dam Hashem Loyia, and Rav Dimon Bar Chinna taught us that although at this point, even someone that's Tar would still not be able to eat this Korban Pesach, and would not yet be able to eat the Lach Beitoida, but even so, Chayav Lam Mishum Tumma, but if someone is Tamei, and they eat the Korban Pesach, or they eat the Lach Beitoida, then they would be Chayav Koris, and as Rashi states, Hai, Kivin Izrik Dam, that since the Izrik Adam already occurred, Nitil Tayr Karinim Bay, it's still called Nitil Tayrin, the Avagad name Pesach Nechel El Sli, the Chalasa Tayda Achiyermo. The Gemara continues, Omarava, and once again, Rava will come and try to bring a Raya, as Taydan will bring a Raya to Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us that the Pasuk and Pashat Tzav tells us, Vanefesh is Shatecha Bosom, Mizavach Hashlam, Mashal Hashem, Vetumasa Love, Vinichusa Nefesh Ahima Amea, and as Rashi, right before the new parak tells us, that words Ashel Hashem is extra, the Midrash Bay, Dovashu Ulla Gavaya. This teaches us that the Chiyuv of Karis even applies to someone eats something that actually will go on to the Mizbeach and will never be eaten by a person. And as the Brisa continues, the Rabbi say Murim Kachim Kalim Tuma, and this is Marba, that if someone that is Tomei eats the Murim Kachim Kalim, then even though they can't be eaten by someone that's Tar either, but if someone ate them with Tuma, they're going to be Chayav Karis. Alma Afagat Labnei Achilin, the new Chayav and Labnishim Tuma, and therefore we see this concept that even though that something can't actually be eaten by someone that's Tar, but the Chiyuv of Karis could still apply. When someone that's Tomei eats the Murim of Kachim Kalim, and Hachanami, therefore, in our case as well, Avagav Labne Achilinu, even though the Karim Pesach before being roasted, or the Lach Beitoida before Harama, are not Bnei Achila, Chayavla Mishum Tuma, but even so, if someone Tomei eats the Karim Pesach, or eats the Lach Beitoida, they'd be Chayav Kares. And once again, the Gemara states that the Raya of Rava is not a proper Raya, and the Gemara will actually state this in two different Lashonis. Both Lashonis are actually very similar, as the Gemara first states Veloyi, and this raya is not a proper raya, as Hasam Imur Kachim Kalam Chazal Gavaya, Bishleiman, when the Torah tells us Hashem Hashem, and when Ma'abe Imur Kachim Kalam Otuma, that's because Imur Kachim Kalam are already in the Pash of Achila, as the Maisa they could go on the Mizbeach, and Achila's Mizbeach is considered Achila, and therefore we could understand that even if someone that's Tomei eats the Imurim of Kachim Kalam, then he'd be Chayu Kares. However, you can't necessarily bring a raya from here to the dinner of Dimon Bar Chinna, but again, the Bus of Pesach as even though the Zrik of the Karma was done, but the mice at this point, no one could eat this Karma Pesach, and no one could eat the Lach Meitoida, and it can't be eaten by a person, and it can't be eaten by the Mizbeach, and therefore it's still possible that in the case of Rav Dimon Bar Chinna, if someone that's Tomei eats the Besa Pesach Shloi Hutzla, or Lach Meitoida Shloi Humu, that they would not be Chayav Kares, as it would still be considered a Nitil Tarim, and therefore, in Chayomala Mishum Tuma, and the Bach is now Goyus Lishon Achrina, that we have another Lashon, that Veloyi, that Rav's Raya is not a Raya, as Hani Emurim Chazal Musayu, Hani Lechazu Klal, that at least at this point, the Emurim of Kachim Kalim are Chazul Mizbeach, and therefore, if someone eats the Emurim Betumas Agov, they'd be Chayav Karis. However, since at this point, the Besah Pesach Shloi Hutzla and Lach Beitaydul Shloi Humu is not Chazu to anyone, and no one could eat from them, so therefore, even if someone would eat them Betumas Agov, they would not be Chayav Kores, Hadlach Kol Psulin, Hadlach Kol Psulin, Hadlach Kol Psulin, and we will stop over here.